Well, hello. We recognize that this is a historic time with the coronavirus impacting all plans for businesses, nonprofits, and organizations. Every aspect of our daily work and personal lives all over America and beyond our borders. With this in mind, we want to remind you that we are still open here at Perini & Associates. We are using CDC social distance practices, and we stand ready to assist with your actions to communicate to employees, customers, and the public. So please contact us if you want to go over your actions to communicate going forward. Using our expertise to help during a crisis is not about commercial advantage or profit. It is about doing the right thing for our country and showing our company's true values and citizenship. Lessons learned from past experience as a senior public relations practitioner for 9/11, Katrina, and other national crisis situations has taught me critical lessons for communicating during a crisis that I would like to share. First, times of crisis can be confusing and frightening, resulting in an amplification of speculation, conspiracy theories, and fiction. Second, all of our listeners should only use, and again, use only official sources for facts and information. Rumors and misinformation will continue to increase as the length of this unprecedented circumstances continue. Finally, please do not share information that is not from official sources. And by official, I mean federal, state, county, and city. Now, you should all start with this site. It comes from the CDC or Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Their website is www.cdc.gov. Also, each state has an official website to get resources, updates, and information on what you should know. Here in Colorado, our state governor has developed a website. You can find it at www.covid19.colorado.gov. Let me also emphasize the need to provide a hopeful and caring message in your dialogue with employees, customers, and the public. That is key as you continue to respond to this situation. With the coronavirus pandemic rapidly changing how companies operate across the United States, many businesses have taken to email, social media, and in-store signage to communicate clearly with customers about what they're doing to respond. Businesses from nearly every vertical are staying connected with customers, with updates on business operations, with communications including notes about improving sanitation, closing stores temporarily, updating sick leave policies, reducing hours, and much more. However, as official federal, state, and local government experts, including the CDC, again, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, we are seeing a, quote, flattening, end quote, of the curve happening in many communities across America. So business owners and nonprofit executive directors, as a result, are beginning to have hope that they will be open soon. So with this in mind, we recommend you begin to prepare now with public relations and marketing strategies, along with promotional tools to let customers know what you will be doing to reopen your business and or your nonprofit. So we thought we would offer some tips that we suggest you consider in rebuilding public confidence and support. First, send an email to your employees and customers and post signage in your business letting them know when you plan to reopen and what you will be doing to protect their health when they come to work again or visit your business again. Two, your customers are already on social media, but these days they are likely checking in much more frequently to get the latest updates on the virus. It will be helpful to increase your posting frequency as you get closer to reopening to ensure that your updates are showing up in their news feeds. Three, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce suggests, and we agree with, if you operate a service-based business like a restaurant or a salon, you may want to consider offering online sales of gift certificates that would be available during the first 30 to 60 days of when you are back in business. Four, you may already offer phone and email support to your customers, but now is the time to begin developing a "We are open" message that will increase your number of customers, no matter where they are. One easy tool is to simply update your voicemail message with details about your opening. Five, use GEO fencing and text messaging. These are tools that allow folks you know or who are traveling in close proximity of your business to learn that you are open. Six, contact a public relations firm to prepare and distribute a press release announcing details of your opening so that the news media can report this to their readers, listeners, and viewers. Seven, also develop a 15 or 30 second advertising spot for your local radio station to further communicate your decision to open. Eight, print flyers and banners to distribute across your community. Nine, have an employee stand out in front of your store front with a sign indicating that you are again open. I know we use this a lot in our town here. And 10, produce a short video to make a personal connection with your customers or supporters to explain to your audience that you are open and what ground rules you have put in place for a safe experience. I know you've heard it before, but I want to say it to our listeners. This will all be over soon. Our thoughts and prayers go out to everyone who has been ill and or have had a loved one die due to COVID-19. Remaining friendly in your tone when using any or all of these recommendations will emphasize your commitment to the community and demonstrate a sense of camaraderie. Remember, everyone is going through this national crisis in his or her own way. Creating a message of goodwill as you reopen is good business, but also shows a personal connection with customers and supporters during a time of crisis. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. You can find more useful tips at our website, www.periniassociates.com. on our Facebook page, or on our YouTube channel. Until next time.